Minnesota Sports Report is supported by the Minnesota DNR, reminding you to play it safe while burning this winter. Check local restrictions at mndnr.gov/restrictions.
The Twins made big news today, parting ways with team president Derek Falvey, who'd been with the team since 2016, working his way up to overseeing the entire operation. The team and Falvey both say the separation was mutual. Chief Executive Tom Pollad will oversee the business operations on an interim basis, while General Manager Jeremy Zoll will oversee the baseball side. Spring training starts in less than 2 weeks. The 7th-ranked Gopher wrestling team's at number 4 Iowa tonight in a big duel in the Big Ten. Big night of hockey tonight. Minnesota tries to snap a 7-game losing streak when it hosts 9th-ranked Wisconsin. They've lost 4 in a row. Gopher coach Bob Motzko says he knows no one is used to Minnesota struggling, but he also knows there's support out there.
The negativity truly doesn't bother me. It doesn't. Can't waste my time on it. But they're doing it because they care and they don't want us to be there. And same thing this weekend. They're going to come in and they're going to want Gophers to get back on top. And our guys are going to fight like heck. And Wisconsin's going to fight like heck coming off a 4-game losing streak. And it just sets up for a late January heavy tilt. You're going to see good hockey. I know that.
Other hockey tonight, number 7 Minnesota Duluth is at 11th-ranked Denver. Number 20 St. Cloud State entertains Miami. 15th-ranked St. Thomas welcomes 19th-ranked Michigan Tech. Number 18 Minnesota State Mankato is at Ferris State, and Bemidji State visits Northern Michigan. Pro hockey, the Wild got a pretty goal from Vinny Hinostroza last night on a long pass from Jake Middleton. Hinostroza caught it like a wide receiver at the blue line and then raced in to score.
It was just perfect. I didn't have to change my speed or everything. He put it right up there and caught it right at the blue line, I think, and one of my feet was onside. So I was trying to think about where it was a little bit and look in my peripherals and try to see where their D is, where the blue line is, and focus on the puck. So, you know, in the moment, you're not thinking about anything but making the play.
Minnesota's at Edmonton tomorrow. The Wolves visit Memphis tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.